Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I just spent a day on the Sea of Galilee, which was so amazing, and got to see the place just right in the middle of the lake and hear the story about the question of when Jesus said, peace be still, and asked about their faith because the disciples were all messed up and worried about the waves and the sea. And the question was asked, who is this that the wind and the seas obey him? And it was just a circular moment for me because that was the question that ran through my mind before I became a Christian. That question continued to haunt me and cause me to just want to know who Jesus was. And so then just to be sitting on the Sea of Galilee and remembering all of that verse and that story was just significant for me. So anyway, we are in Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 20 in the ESV, and it says this: Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an idea, or not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for another day of life. Thank you that we have breath in our lungs. I know that you don't promise perfect health for the rest of our lives and then we'll just like drop dead. You actually just promise to be with us. And because the Holy Spirit lives within us, we can have hope and we can have faith in you that you are willing and working and doing great things for your good pleasure and for your glory. And you also promise that if they hated you, they hated the prophets, they will hate us who calls on the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we choose in this moment to find peace and contentment in those places of persecution. And I also lift up my brothers and sisters in Christ who are suffering around the world. I particularly pray for my friend Mohammed, who is listening from, he is listening from Iran. And so I pray for him and his family. I pray for their safety. And I pray that you would bolster their faith as they wait on you and wait for you to open doors for them. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came to fulfill the law, not to abolish it, that you were the personification of the law and prophets. You embodied what everything that was meant to be was what you, you were the all-encompassing one who had all of that. You obey the law perfectly. You were a prophet. You were one who could see past, present, future, and you were able to walk that perfect life. And so we thank you for that. And we know we couldn't do that. And we know that without you, it's impossible to please you. We need you within us. We need you and your spirit within us. We need your sacrifice. And we're so grateful that every day we can experience your grace. This is grace upon grace upon grace. And so we thank you for that. Lord, we also thank you that your word stands forever, that nothing is going to be taken away from it, nothing is going to be added to it, and we are not without hope, but we have hope in the world because of you. Lord, I pray for those who are battling sickness today, who are really discouraged about this kind of chronic illness that they've been facing, and I pray for deliverance. I pray for a new perspective. I pray for hope and health and happiness and joy in the midst of it. I pray for healing, of course. I pray for those who are battling depressive thoughts and suicidal ideation. I pray for deliverance in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are struggling in their relationships, that you would bring a resolution even today, Lord, that you, the Prince of Peace, would bring peace into a hostile relationship. And we give you the glory for that. This is not for our glory or for our comfort. It's for your glory. And we endeavor to give you the glory in anything that you do. Lord, thank you for quenching quenching our thirst, that we can come to you and never have to thirst again, that you are the that living water that we need. And we also thank you so much that you are the bread of life. You are our sustenance and you have sustained us. We love you, Jesus, and we praise you and thank you for everything that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening on this 11th day of February 2020, which is such a crazy number to think about. I can't believe it's 2020, but thank you for listening. And some of you may know that I have an app for Pray Every Day, which makes it really easy to listen to and just get everything you need. So you can get that on Google Play or in the iTunes store. It's free. And there's also a devotion that goes with it every single day. They don't necessarily coincide, but they may be encouraging to you. So grab that. It's free. And I hope you have a great day.